two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:59. It's time for Triple Team Traffic guiding you home. Here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a new accident. It's southbound I-15, right about 600 South. They are working to get it out of traffic over to the shoulder, but it has caused some slowdowns. Michelle?
Little building traffic, Pioneer Crossing just west of I-15, I-15 in Utah County. Quiet. Steve?
No slowdowns, just wide open speeds on north and southbound 15 right now between downtown Salt Lake and North Ogden. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.